We hope you are enjoying our expanded podcast schedule. For the month of July, we have something new for our members. Each month, members who successfully answer our bonus content quiz will be entered for a chance to win a pair of AirPods Pro. To participate, you must have access to the bonus sections of the podcasts. Members also receive an ad-free listening experience, an evening newsletter, an invitation to join the DSR Slack community, and more. Best of all, if you become a member in the month of July, you'll receive 50% off the normal membership price. Visit thedsrnetwork.com/buy and enter code FIREWORKS at checkout. That's thedsrnetwork.com/buy and code FIREWORKS. Thank you for your support. It's July 14th, 2023, and this is your DSR Daily Brief. I'm Chris Cotnor.
And I'm Riley Fessler.
Our top stories from international outlets this morning. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered insight into a recent meeting with Yevgeny Prigozhin and 35 Wagner Group fighters in the wake of an unsuccessful mutiny by the group. During the meeting, Putin proposed several alternatives to the mercenaries, including continuing to operate under their previous commander, codenamed Sadoy or Greyhaired. However, Prigozhin rejected the proposal. Putin attempted to downplay the mutiny by the Wagner Group that sought to force resignations from top defense officials. Denying the legal existence of the Wagner private military company, Putin's stance likely follows Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu's initiative to regulate mercenary groups by forcing them to sign contracts with the defense ministry. Despite the recent coup attempt, Putin acknowledged the Wagner Group's critical role in the ongoing conflict in Ukraine.
During the 56th ASEAN foreign ministers meeting in Jakarta, the United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed a commitment to maintaining a free and open Indo-Pacific region. He emphasized the importance of deepening collaboration with Southeast Asian nations to address complex challenges affecting the area. Blinken highlighted the shared vision of an Indo-Pacific that is prosperous, secure, and connected, where countries have the freedom to choose their paths and partners. He called for an end to violence in Myanmar and urged the implementation of ASEAN's peace plan for the restoration of democratic governance. Additionally, he emphasized the need to uphold freedom of navigation in the South and East China Seas and maintain peace across the Taiwan Strait.
Peter Lim Jarunrat's Progressive Move Party won the most votes in Thailand's May election, raising hopes for political change. However, Peter's bid to become the next prime minister was rejected by the unelected Senate in the first round of voting. This setback for the pro-democracy movement comes after years of military-backed government rule. Peter's party had promised progressive policies, including legalizing same-sex marriage and reforming royal defamation laws. Despite having support from the lower house, PETA fell short of the votes needed. The country's future remains uncertain as further voting rounds are scheduled, but the outcome highlights the challenges faced by the pro-democracy movement in Thailand's political system.
Elsewhere, India's space agency, the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, has launched a rocket carrying the Chandrayaan-3 mission, aiming to land a spacecraft at the lunar South Pole. This ambitious endeavor, scheduled for around August 23rd, would make India one of the few countries to achieve such a feat and solidify its position as a major space power. The successful launch was celebrated by ISRO engineers and scientists at the Mission Control Center, while thousands of Indians cheered outside. The mission includes a lander and rover that will conduct experiments and gather images for analysis during its expected two-week operational period. The previous Chandrayaan-2 mission deployed an orbiter successfully, but encountered a crash during the landing phase, which the Chandrayaan-3 hopes to avoid. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his pride in the mission, emphasizing that it carries the hopes and dreams of the nation.
China's financial regulators have organized a rare symposium to be held next week in Beijing, inviting major global investors in an effort to boost confidence and encourage continued investment in the country's economy. The meeting will focus on the challenges faced by the United States dollar-denominated investment firms operating in China, including the weakening economic outlook and rising geopolitical tensions. The gathering reflects Beijing's eagerness to shore up confidence among foreign investors, and it will include participation from large foreign and domestic fund managers, sovereign wealth funds, and pension funds. The meeting aims to gather suggestions and insights from the attendees to address the challenges faced by their businesses in China and share their outlook on the economy. The event comes at a time where China's economy is grappling with the impact of strict COVID measures and policy uncertainty, while tensions with the United States and other Western powers remain high.
A recent poll conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research reveals that only 1 in 10 American adults believe that democracy in the United States is functioning well or adequately represents the interests of most citizens. The majority of respondents expressed dissatisfaction with U.S. laws and policies, stating that they poorly reflect the desires of the people on a range of issues, such as the economy, government spending, gun policy, immigration, and abortion. The poll highlights a widespread sense of political alienation in a polarized nation, emerging from the pandemic while grappling with concerns about inflation and a potential recession. Both major political parties are perceived as doing a poor job of upholding democratic values, with Republicans facing even higher criticism than Democrats. Respondents emphasize their discontent with Congress, citing its misplaced priorities and failure to address pressing economic concerns. Many participants expressed frustration with the current state of democracy, feeling that the government does not effectively represent their views and interests. Concerns were also raised about increasing partisan hostility and its impact on public engagement and participation in democracy.
In lighter news, Daniel Scally, an Australian fitness enthusiast, reclaimed his Guinness World Records title by completing 3,249 push-ups in 1 hour. Previously holding the record at 3,182 push-ups, Scally had been surpassed by Lucas Helmke, another Australian, who achieved 3,206 push-ups. Scally attributed his success to the burpees he included in his training regimen, which not only improved his fitness, but also helped him manage the constant pain in his left arm caused by complex regional pain syndrome. Looking ahead, Scally aims to reclaim another record he previously held, specifically the longest time in an abdominal plank position. That's all the news we have for you this week. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so that more people can find the show. If you have a tip, topic, or correction you'd like to flag for us, please email us at podcasts@thedsrnetwork.com. Members of the DSR Network will receive an evening newsletter version of the DSR Daily Brief. If you'd like more in-depth analysis of these issues, along with our sources for today's episode, be sure to follow the links in the show notes and tune in to our sister podcasts on the DSR Network. Stay safe and stay tuned to the DSR Daily Brief.